nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this Monday. Paying attention, Michael? 24th day of September? No? October? If it's November, the election has already taken place, and Donald Trump will take office in January. It is the 24th of October, folks, 2016. Yes, we're live. We're not Memorex. Thanks to Tim Spencer for filling in for me last Friday. Had some stuff to do, but it was a good way for him to come up and promote his own show on the network. So thank you, Tim, if you're listening today. And, man, I'm just chock full of all kinds of good stuff today. And we'll get around to all of that today, Mr. McDonald.
All right. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, well, exciting. Your phone isn't exciting. We're trying to juice that thing up right now as you speak. You know what I discovered? That these neocon whatever on Patriot Radio 125 Sirius Radio,
yeah,
they don't have anybody board hopping for them. In other words, there's no engineer there when they take calls live on air. There's nobody there to try to contour, if you will, or adjust for the sound quality. Now, we had standard boards set up usually for Skype. Telephone's a little bit different. You were sounding like you were talking into a mud puddle. But through the experience of the board operator, he was able to tweak you. So now you are clear. Not as full and rich as you sound when you're on Skype, but you're readable.
So if I'm reading you right, I've been tweaked?
Man, you've been tweaked.
Okay.
You've been tweaked. By the way, I've started to rumor that you're a Northern Californian redwood hugger, tree hugger.
I cut them down. I'll be honest with you.
Uh-oh. Is that how you built that deck on the back of your house?
Yeah.
I want to start out the program. I've been trying to figure out what Donald Trump has been talking about, how he's going to bring back jobs to the country and this, that, and the other. Well, first, I want to point people to Dylan Radigan. Do you remember Dylan Radigan? He had a show on MSNBC.
Yes, sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Dylan Radigan.
Yeah, the operative word there is had. They can't suffer anybody else being on airwaves, whether they're bought and paid for, network executives, owners, whatever. Every once in a while, one of the hired help, one of the farmhands, gets out of line. Now, what I'm going to replay for you, folks, is something that was recorded 3 years ago. And Dylan Radigan went on a rant that you would expect a John Stettmiller to do, okay, when he gets teetotally pissed off. And within this is the idea, and I'll see if you can pick it out, Ron, as to how the great Donald is going to bring back the jobs in America. Now, he's already stated that, look, these corporate taxes at 35%, forget all the other hoops and regulations and rules that you have to have a standing bevy of army of lawyers on standby that, you know, hey, it still costs money whether you use them or not. It's called retainer. And then when the clock starts ticking, depending on how much firepower you need or by reputation, it could cost you anywhere from $500, maybe $1,500, maybe $2,000 an hour. But in this, talks about how do we get this thing going? Now, keep in mind, folks, we're still in the lower colon here of the Obama administration, okay? But this is 3 years ago. Listen to what the man says, and it's self-explanatory why he still no longer has a job on MSNBC. And by the way, before we go to this, the alternative media out there, you want to know why Hillary Clinton was talking about the alt-right? And, of course, they used Alex Jones as the poster child for the alternative media. I'm sorry, we're not all we don't do fear porn here. Israel hasn't figured out how to do fear porn yet. Well, yes, they have, but it isn't like their porn industry that's worth over $1 billion a year. But what is happening, Bill Still, every once in a while I'll play a clip on this program. I'll definitely include his video reports that are generally not that long. He has a specific title and gets up and he does it and he distributes it. And he gets a lot of viewers. Well, Bill Still just announced today that he's got more viewers, folks, than CNN. Bill Still, his program Still Reporting. When I hear stuff like this, it just makes me grin. All right, let's get this out of the way. And Ron, see if you can pick out how Donald Trump is going to return the jobs here to America, and more importantly, how he's going to finance them. You ready there, Mikey? All righty.
We owe $70 trillion.
Yeah, I understand that, but
those
due
to walk out
saying,
a $4 trillion solution, okay, which is basically just a way for the Democrats to avoid dealing with this until 2017. I'm not here to talk about plans to deal with this till 2017. I'm saying we've got a real problem, and I'm tired of Republicans and Democrats who either want Republicans who want to burn the place to the ground, and Democrats, with all due respect, who want to offer a plan that gets it through their end of their second term of their presidency, and then screws me and my kids when it's over. And until we do that, we have to deal with the extraction that is at foot. It is the reason the financial markets are behaving the way they're behaving. That is a mathematical fact. This is not some opinion. This is a mathematical fact. Tens of trillions of dollars are being extracted from the United States of America. Democrats aren't doing it. Republicans are not doing it. An entire integrated system, financial system, trading system, taxing system that was created by both parties over a period of two decades is at work on our entire country right now. And we're sitting here arguing about whether we should do the $4 trillion plan that kicks the can down the road for the president for 2017 or burn the place to the ground, both of which are reckless, irresponsible, and stupid. And the fact of the matter is, until we actually, and I'm sorry to lose my temper, but I tell you what, I've been coming on TV for 3 years doing this. And the fact of the matter is that there's a refusal on both the Democratic and the Republican side of the aisle to acknowledge the mathematical problem, which is that the United States of America is being extracted. It's being extracted through banking, it's being extracted through trade, and it's being extracted through taxation. And there's not a single politician that has stepped forward, Susan, to deal with this.
But there's only one right now. The leader of the free world, whether you like it or not, the president of the United States is arguably one of the most powerful individuals we have out there.
But Susan, what you're saying is exactly the point that Dylan is making. It's not about one guy. It's about all of them.
No, I actually disagree. I think Dylan's saying it is about one guy.
It is about one guy.
What would you like him to do?
I would like him to go to the people of the United States of America and say, people of the United States of America, your Congress is bought. Your Congress is incapable of making legislation on health care, banking, trade, or taxes, because if they do it, they will lose their political funding and they won't do it. But I'm the President of the United States, and I won't have a country that is run by a bought Congress. So I'm not going to work with a bought Congress and try to be Mr. Big Guy. I'm working with the bought Congress. I'm going to abandon the bought Congress like Teddy Roosevelt did, and I'm going to go to the people of the United States and I'm going to say, you've got a bought Congress. And until we get rid of the bought Congress, which is Jimmy Williams Biden's constant point, which is get the money out of politics. And until a president says that's the problem and says he's going to fix it, there is no policy that I can possibly see, no matter how brilliant your idea may be, or your idea, or my idea, or her idea, or your idea at home, is... That idea will not happen as long as there's the capacity to basically fire a politician who disagrees with me by taking funding away from him. Is that a fair assessment?
Money in politics is the root of all political evil. It is corruption at its worst. And until we step up and kick that out of the park, it's going to be the same system.
And only the president could do that. We're going to
Congress has to do it too. The Congress has to do it too.
But I'll tell you what, how bad does it have to get? How much money has to be extracted? How many things have to be heard?
The brass tacks. Okay, physically, what do you do?
You go and give a speech. Right now.
And then what happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow what happens is you begin the process of actually investing in solving the problem. So I come out and I say, how? I create an infrastructure bank with 2% blending immediately. There's that. Once I explain to people the problem, once I explain to you you have cancer, once you understand how screwed up your trade tax and banking policies are, believe me, you will have no issue when I incorporate an infrastructure bank that I fund with repatriated offshore money that I bring in and then use to create 2% direct lending to every business in America. Because when you realize that the banking system is fully corrupt and defrauding us... And I come out and say that, which is what I want my president to do, that at that exact moment I say, you know what, we got a screwed up situation here, people. You all know it, and now what? I'm going to admit it. And as a result, not only have I admitted it, but we're going to begin the process of solving it like grown-ups. They did it in World War II. They did it after the Civil War. They did it in Latin America with the Brady Bonds. We are not seeing it happen now. The panel stays.
Well.
Wow, that was hot.
Well, and until such time as a president of the United States tells the people how they're being screwed, gee, let me think. There's two candidates running for president of the United States. Which one of those two has done that?
If you're asking me, it was Donald Trump.
It was a rhetorical question. It didn't require an answer from a tree hugger in California. He wants to repatriate the money. You know, I kept turning this thought over in my head. How is Trump going to refire the economy? How's he going to do that? Well, he's already said that, look, we have the most regulated, you know, these companies, corporations, whatever else, their tax rate, they're being taxed at 35%. What did Hillary Clinton come out and say? Well, these people represent the top 1% of this country and they should pay more. Okay, basically what she's saying is any businesses out there that are still existing in this screwed up, socialized point of view of how to run things, what do you think is going to happen to that 35%, it's going to go up. So she's prepared to chase the rest of the businesses here in this country out. Donald Trump has turned around and said, look, it's going to be a 15% tax rate. We want you to come back in the country. And by the way, here's your incentive. The products you're producing right now, magically, he maintained a 35% import fee. We used to call them tariffs at one time. So he's already addressed that. And what really is at stake here, what he will not come out and say, which he probably can't, because everything that Donald Trump says, it's fodder for the news that have already proven themselves to be nothing but, well, they're not even high-class whores anymore. They're backstreet alley whores. They're all in, and like I said, when you got Bill Still beating out CNN on a regular basis for listenership or viewership, you know they're in trouble. So he said, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to do an infrastructure bank. So we want these corporations to start repatriating their money back in the United States. He wants to turn around and say, okay, we got liquidity now. You boys come back in. You know, buy stuff or buy your old stuff back or buy some old stuff and modernize it or build anew, which itself would create a lot of jobs. This guy is, you know, he doesn't have to be the greatest businessman on the face of the planet, but he's been involved in business. He understands how it works, much to Hillary Clinton's chagrin that, well, Donald doesn't pay any federal taxes. Well, I'm right there with Donald. And if you know the system, you can game the system. Well, Hillary's going to pick up where Obama has left off. We're going to have more war, more corruption, more kickbacks, more payola, more of everything. But here's the clincher. The system will collapse because we have this pending debt bubble out there that many have speculated should have already popped. Well, it hasn't popped yet. What is it? 14 days? How many days, Mikey, do we have until November 8th? What, 2 weeks? 15 days. And what I'm starting to see at the 11th hour, 11:59, let's call it 30 seconds to midnight, I'm starting to see the people that have remained silent starting to come out of the woodwork. Now, on one of my programs last week, Ronald, I was talking about he's got friends. He's got friends in the FBI. He's got friends in the Pentagon. He's got friends in the CIA. And I'm not talking about, front men or those to come in and pose as your friend that are really your enemy. No, folks, these are people that recognize what is happening and they want it stopped. And they realize now the corruption. If they didn't know before, they certainly know now. One of those indicators, you remember a guy by the name of James Kellstrom, head of the FBI?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. He just came out the other day, and we had to pick this up from RT, Russia Television, or Russia Today, or whatever the hell they're calling themselves. No American media, of course, picked this up. Kellstrom, visibly upset, did an interview and said, look, and this is the first time, folks, in the history of the FBI that any retired or current FBI guy has come out and said this. He says Hillary Clinton can't be in office in 2017. He's come out and said that. More and more people are coming out. Remember the religious people are being choked by the 501c3? People kept asking the question, well, why have the churches gone silent? Well, even that is changing. I was watching the God Channel today, and there was a woman that is doing prayer networks and networking with all religions in this country. And she has come out and said that Hillary Clinton cannot be in office in 2017. Whoa, does that smack in the face of the 501c3 that these churches have and religious organizations, because it was rigged. You can't talk about politics. Well, these people are breaking the mold. They are standing firm, and they are not afraid. Time after time after time, every time that I'm turning around now, I'm starting to see these people, Ron, that formerly were in the matrix or deeply planted in the woodwork that you never see them, are now starting to come out. And they're coming out with no fear and the conviction that things are going to change.
Well, I think there's a hidden majority out there that hasn't been addressed, and it has to deal with that taxation system. Mm. Donald wants to cut it down to 15%, as we both know, but he also says that the corporations need to reinvest that back into their promoting jobs and products and things of that nature. But what doesn't come out is we have God knows how many large or huge corporations in this country, the silent majority, the employees, that if that corporation were to leave the United States, those employees would lose their jobs. So do you think that the employees would be voting for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton at this point?
Well, and even the unions are starting to get it. Even the unions have finally realized that, wait a minute, they've been talking about a lot of different things, and the only thing we've ever seen is our jobs, our retirement benefits, everything up and disappear like a fart in a Texas windstorm. They are changing. So the entire base that before had supported people like the Democrats and people like Hillary Clinton is disappearing fast. Here we, a couple of weeks from November 8th, and the entire Clinton machine is starting to crumble right before her eyes.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Today.
Did you watch the Donald Trump roast, I guess, for a lack of a better term?
It was, yes, I did.
The Al Smith charity dinner?
Yes.
Well, a lot of people I've talked to did not listen to it. Now, the idea behind this is that the two rivals running for POTUS is to come together and for charity. So they give a nice dinner, all the muckety-mucks show up, and in this particular case, you can just about figure out who all the muckety-mucks are. One, I'm looking at a picture right now. The vampire. Rudy Giuliani is there. Michael Bloomberg was there. Henry Kissinger is seated almost directly behind the podium or the lectern. And it was rather fascinating to hear this, because Hillary took swipes, even the moderator of this took swipes at Donald, and he was sitting there laughing, taking in a good cheer. But when he got up to speak, people chuckled, but he was repeating what he has been repeating on the campaign trail, in debates, all over the place. And they started to get a little uncomfortable. I'm surprised that half of these people didn't stroke out and die right at the dinner. In case you did not hear it, folks, listen up. Now, this is on YouTube, got about 2.5 million views, and it's still going up. Here's Donald Trump. And what he says, folks, you can take this to the bank. Polls are now showing, well, through the discredited media's, oh, Donald Trump's behind, Hillary Clinton's up. Now, people are doing a serious look at the polls and the polling out there, and it's starting to actually see Donald Trump steadily moving ahead. When last week, what was the narrative did you hear? Oh, on the news, well, we don't know if Trump's going to make it. It looks like Hillary's got it. Blah, 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 blah. Constantly. Constant drumbeat. Now, the positive side of this, for those that are not registered voters, they're going out and registering. People that never, ever in their life voted in a national election, they're going out to vote. There's 24 million registered voters, but they've registered in one state, but they're living in another. Now, if they re-registered, there's nothing that stops them, Ron, from counting those votes illegally, placing them and counting them in their own state. How many illegals do we have in this country? They keep hitting 11 million, and it's been that way for a couple of years now, probably still closer to 25 to 30 million illegals. We know what Hillary Clinton wants to do. She tried to explain away her open borders attitude by saying, oh, no, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about electricity generation and sharing electricity across borders. Oh, give me a break. She can't even lie straight anymore. She can't even come up with a good enough lie to even cover her lies. Here is Donald Trump at that dinner, folks, and listen to the reaction, and know that the one percenters, yeah, these are the people that want the status quo. They were in attendance, and he had a chance to talk directly to them.
Thank you, Al. Wow. That was good. This is a hell of a dinner. Well, I want to thank Your Eminence. This is really great to be with you again. We love it. Governor Cuomo, our great senators. Hi, Chuck. He used to love me when I was a Democrat, you know. Mayor de Blasio. Wherever you are, where is Mayor de Blasio? Huh? Hello, Mayor, come on. See, in the old days, I would have known him very well, but I haven't been doing so much of the real estate anymore. And I want to thank Al and Nan Smith. Just a fantastic job you do with the dinner, and congratulations on a record. Over $6 million, right? Is their record. And a special hello to all of you in this room who have known and loved me for many, many years. It's true. The politicians. They've had me to their homes. They've introduced me to their children. I've become their best friends in many instances. They've asked for my endorsement, and they always wanted my money. And even called me really a dear, dear friend. But then, suddenly, decided when I ran for president as a Republican.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
The one that started laughing first was Hillary Clinton. That was the sign to everybody else to laugh and clap. Now, she stops laughing and clapping pretty much after this point.
And I very politely replied, "Let me talk to you about that after I get into office." Just kidding, just kidding. And Hillary was very gracious. She said if somehow she gets elected, she wants me to be, without question, either her ambassador to Iraq or to Afghanistan. It's my choice. But one of the things I noticed tonight, and I've known Hillary for a long time, is this is the first time ever, ever, that Hillary is sitting down and speaking to major corporate leaders and not getting paid for it. It's true. It's true.
I'm sorry. She laughed one more time.
You know, last night, I called Hillary a nasty woman. But this stuff is all relative. After listening to Hillary rattle on and on and on, I don't think so badly of Rosie O'Donnell anymore. In fact, I'm actually starting to like Rosie a lot. These events give not only the candidates a chance to be with each other in a very social setting, it also allows the candidates the opportunity to meet the other candidates' team. Good team. I know Hillary met my campaign manager, and I got the chance to meet the people who are working so hard to get her elected. There they are, the heads of NBC, CNN, CBS, ABC. There's the New York Times right over there, and the Washington Post. They're working overtime. True. True. Oh, this one's going to get me in trouble. Not with Hillary. You know, the president told me to stop whining. But I really have to say, the media is even more biased this year than ever before. Ever. You want the proof? Michelle Obama gives a speech, and everyone loves it. It's fantastic. They think she's absolutely great. My wife, Melania, gives the exact same speech. And people get on her case. And I don't get it. I don't know why. And it wasn't her fault. Stand up, Melania. Come on. She took a lot of abuse. Oh, I'm in trouble when I go home tonight. She didn't know about that one. Am I okay? I said, okay. Cardinal, please speak to her. I'd like to address an important religious matter. The issue of going to confession. Or, as Hillary calls it, the 4th of July weekend with FBI Director Comey. Now, I'm told Hillary went to confession before tonight's event. But the priest was having a hard time when he asked her about her sins, and she said she couldn't remember 39 times. Nah. Hillary is so corrupt. She got kicked off the Watergate Commission. How corrupt do you have to be to get kicked off the Watergate Commission? Pretty corrupt. Hillary is and has been in politics since the 70s. What's her pitch? The economy is busted. The government's corrupt. Washington is failing. Vote for me. I've been working on these problems for 30 years. I can fix it, she says. I wasn't really sure if Hillary was going to be here tonight, because I guess you didn't send her invitation by email. Or maybe you did, and she just found out about it through the wonder of WikiLeaks. We've learned so much from WikiLeaks. For example, Hillary believes that it's vital to deceive the people by having one public policy and a totally different policy in private. That's okay. I don't know who they're angry at, Hillary. You're right. For example, here she is tonight in public pretending not to hate Catholics. Now, if some of you haven't noticed, Hillary isn't laughing as much as the rest of us. That's because she knows the jokes. And all of the jokes were given to her in advance of the dinner by Donna Brazile, which is, everyone knows, of course, Hillary's belief that it takes a village which only makes sense, after all, in places like Haiti, where she's taken a number of them.
She ain't laughing right now.
Thank you. I don't know, and I don't want this evening without saying something nice about my opponent. Hillary has been in Washington a long time. She knows a lot about how government works. And according to her sworn testimony, Hillary has forgotten more things than most of us will ever, ever know. That I can tell you. We're having some fun here tonight. And that's good. On a personal note, what an amazing honor it is to be with all of you. And I want to congratulate Hillary on getting the nomination, and we're in there fighting. And over the next 19 days, somebody's going to be chosen. We'll see what happens. But I have great memories of coming to this dinner with my father over the years when I was a young man. Great experience for me. This was always a special experience for him and me to be together. One thing we can all agree on is the need to support the great work that comes out of the dinner. Millions of dollars have been raised to support disadvantaged children, and I applaud the many people who have worked to make this wonderful event a critical lifeline for children in need. And that we together broke the all-time record tonight is really something special. More than 6 million net. The Cardinal told me that's net, Donald, remember. We can also agree on the need to stand up to anti-Catholic bias, to defend religious liberty, and to create a culture that celebrates life. America is in many ways divided. Thank you. America is in many ways divided like it's never been before. And the great religious leaders here tonight give us all an example that we can follow. We're living in a time and age that we never thought possible before. The vicious barbarism we'd read about in history books, but never thought we'd see it in our so-called modern day world. Who would have thought we would be witnessing what we're witnessing today? We've got to be very strong, very, very smart, and we've got to come together, not only as a nation, but as a world community. Thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, 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 well. The luminaries that were part of this, Maria Bartolomeo, the hat check girl, she's sitting there in white gloves and god-awful earrings, just a seat away from Henry Kissinger. Henry, by the way, didn't give any indication one way or the other when Hillary Clinton was talking or Donald Trump, but Katie Couric was there, Bloomberg was there, Chuckie Schumer was there. And it's rather fascinating to watch Donald Trump get up in front of these people and tell the truth, Ron, that many millions of Americans have understood for a very long time.
I have to say he did it, and it was hilarious, but it was a knife each and every time he put out a statement.
Yep.
It was a piercing knife.
Yep. And she stopped laughing about halfway through this thing.
You could, I can imagine.
It's almost inconceivable to me. By the way, folks, the new Project Veritas, the third in the series, which we were promised last Monday, has finally came out. Evidently, Mr. O'Keefe has got a federal lawsuit going on as well. So he's been kind of sidetracked. But the third one is out, and more of the DNC corruption and how they plan to disrupt Donald Trump and all this other stuff. And, you know, this thing about WikiLeaks, Julian Assange reminded people, he said, look, We don't make this stuff up and release it. We're not a propaganda arm. This is information that is sent to us, and we leak it to the world. Hence, WikiLeaks. And there's been a lot said about Julian Assange, his being threatened or whatever in the Ecuadorian embassy. He's still alive and well. Some of the English press have been talking with him. He's in good spirits. He's alive and well, and he ain't dead, and he ain't going nowhere. So what I'm seeing, finally, after all of these years of frustration, finally a man stand up and say and target exactly what the American people have been thinking for oh so many decades. The only way that I, at this point in time, Ron, I think the only way to save the embarrassment for Hillary Clinton, for the Democrat Party, for all the wannabe New World Orderites, socialist, communist, all that think that giving away our sovereignty and joining some bureaucratic country club that we don't elect the leaders and they make decision on matters of sovereignty and issues like that and law. This is starting to crumble right before their very eyes. Like I said, I you know, Henry Kissinger was sitting there, and I'm, you know, you have to check daily to make sure that he's still alive. I'm thinking the guy might have been a corpse, and they just propped him up in a chair to, you know. But no, he was alive. He was moving around. But these are the very people that were in on the fix. These are the very people that had been in and around, slithering around Washington, D.C. for decades. And they had to sit here with a smile on their face to listen to the old man that's finally exposing the problems. And I'll tell you what he said about an infrastructure bank, you know, I made the comment that one of the first phone calls he makes when he hits the Oval Office is going to be to the Wall Street bankers. And it's time to open up the credit window. Well, he's done one better than that. These offshore corporations that would dearly love, instead of paying 35%, it would be a good idea to pay 15%. Use your accumulated wealth. We'll do an infrastructure bank. It's not the greatest in the world. You get 2%. Okay, 2% might keep up with the rate of inflation or whatever, but it's a safe way to park their money and to have it actually work and put their money to work as they move back into the country, rebuilding the businesses they abandoned because basically they were chased the hell out of here. Now, I'm not going to make the excuse for all major corporate heads because a lot of them would like to see America die because that's part of their agenda. They look at the world as being now a world market, and I have no allegiance to any one country, even though the people that were doing the living, the dying, and the working in those communities that spent their money buying our product or service, out of hell with them. We got an entire emerging world market, and a lot of them are not seeing it that way anymore. So to repatriate their money, their businesses, I'm finally starting to see a picture here, Ron, of how he's going to reignite this economy.
Yeah, one of the things that isn't raised is that Donald Trump is playing against giants. I mean, giants that are. That I believe he's risking his life at every step of the way. And others have gone down for less than what he's doing right now. But if he can make it through and do what he says, my God, there'll be a lot of people placed in prison, including all of Hillary Clinton's people that have helped donate donations to her, everything involved with that woman. So what's your opinion on whether he's risked his life or not at this point?
Well, he already knows he's risked his life, and the only way for him to stay alive is to become president of the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in too deep. I mean, he waded through 15 other Republicans to get the nominee spot. I mean, and one hell of a lot of self-interested money. Referring to the Bushes or to Creepy Cruz or, you know, any number of these other characters. Yeah. He waded through all of them. And as he was doing this, you know, we always knew who the nominee for the Democratic Party was going to be. At least I did. Bernie Sanders, he made a good run at it. But, of course, he was viable until the Clinton machine came in to crush him. And I guess Debbie Wasserman Schultz, being the good socialist communist that she is, she was trying to rig the thing for Bernie Sanders. When the Clinton machine got a hold of that one, well, she was out. They brought in Donna Brazile. But Donna Brazile came in carrying her own luggage as well. And that, of course, has blown up. Every damn time you turn around with anybody she's hooked up with, you see the corruption. You see it for what it is. And there's no veils. There's no mask. It is what it is. And people are finally starting to get it. Who's getting it? The people that were going to vote for her are the ones that are getting it as well. Oh boy, Hillary, you piano-legged lesbian, what country?
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
To the corporate store.
I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And
I hope you all recognize when Donald Trump does take the presidency of the United States, that's when the real work starts. I hope everybody knows that. I think a lot, Ron, I think a lot of people are thinking, gosh, Donald Trump's going to get in and he's going to fix everything. You'd better think again. This is just the starting gate that's opened up and the real race begins. Instead of the race to the bottom, it's the race to restore the republic. George in Texas. Hello, George. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Well, you know, the thing is, I was listening to Joel Skousen on another radio show, and the thing is, he sounds like we're all doomed, but I'll say one thing, he's wrong. Because just when you think, when they say Hillary won and America's over, I think they're going to really seriously be miscalculated. I really think the true resistance will start.
Mm-hmm. I've had very, very long conversations with Joel Skousen. I've interviewed him on air, but what's particularly telling is in the private conversations that I won't reveal to the listening audience because they were just that, private conversations. But yeah, there seems to be this theme of all is doomed and gloomed, and I just start looking at from where this message is being drummed up at. Joel Skousen, he lives out there in Utah. Isn't Joel a Mormon?
I don't know.
Well, but you know, I've always said this, and it's true. There's only two people to get in the intelligence business, Mormons and Masons, and I dare you to tell me the difference between the two. But the Mormons are planning on taking over when everything collapses. That's why they, for a number of years, have buried stuff in the mountains out there, all the information and data they can collect. And they think that they're going to be in the catbird seat when, see, the problem we've had before, George, is we've had these supposed well-meaning groups take over things. And, well, you're looking at what their labors have produced, and it's all been rotten. All of it.
But you just, I mean, I listened to him analyze the last Trump debate, and every debate he had, it's like he just picked them apart for every imperfection. And you know, the thing is, even though I wish Donald Trump would have done better, you know, I'm not in his position on that podium, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not having the hot lights, you know, on my three-piece suit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not going to really fault Donald Trump or anything, but the thing is, just when you think America's over, I think Hillary's going to be wet in her diapers.
Well, and
I really think people are not going to accept the results.
And everybody's starting to get a little bit nervous because Donald Trump has been reminding us about the medias, the lying medias. And he's been exactly right about that. And what I really find particularly interesting, and I want to talk about this in the next hour, Ron, so don't let me forget, this merger with Time Warner that has already merged, they bought a bunch of stuff out and they renamed themselves Spectrum, and the AT&T Spectrum deal that they're trying to shove through. Now, there are going to only be a couple of reasons why they're pushing so hard for it. Is A, they think Donald Trump's actually going to get the presidency next year, or, we'll go into a little bit further next hour. I just wanted to wet people's whistles on this one. By the way, George, Skousen is an LDS, according to the Wikipedia page. And they're steeped in gloom and doom, and that's what they want because they want to be the ones taking over. Thanks for your call, George. We'll break top of the hour here.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.